As afternoon turned to evening during a rare Saturday session for the Senate, hopes of passing a two-year operating budget started to fade in exchange for a temporary fix. Republican Senate President Larry Opoff said the House and Senate came to the table with hundreds of measures on which they needed to reach an agreement. And although he says they're close, they just ran out of time.
When it became clear today that it was just logistically not going to be possible to finish it by the end of the day tomorrow, we decided to err on the side of caution.
But Republican Senator Matt Dolin of Chagrin Falls, chair of the Senate Finance Committee, aimed the blame at a more specific problem.
We're here today because there was a cloud hanging over the whole process.
Dolin was part of the conference committee where members of both chambers must pass a budget deal. Dolin says the House never agreed on which budget version to use as the jumping-off point. He says this is a decision that must be made in order for legislators to see specific amendment language.
But until about 9:30 tonight, we, the Senate, were not able to access the amendments of the House member. At 9:30 tonight, there is no way this body can say to the state of Ohio, we are comfortable with the priorities of our state and the path you turn on.
As Dolin made those claims on the Senate floor, Republican House Speaker Larry Householder fired back in real time on Twitter, saying he was surprised by the comments. The next day, when the House took up the budget stopgap, Householder was asked about picking a document for the conference committee to work from.
That absolutely makes no difference whatsoever, and it was the most bizarre comment I've ever heard in my life. Makes no difference whatsoever.
The temporary budget will fund the government at the same levels as fiscal year 2019 and gives the House and Senate 17 days to come up with a complete plan for fiscal years 2020 and 2021. Both chambers passed their own versions of the budget bill with wide bipartisan support. The House approved its plan in early May, and the Senate had unanimous support after making its changes. The House budget bill included a 6.6% income tax cut across the board, cut the bottom two tax brackets, lowered the small business income tax deduction to the first $100,000 earned, and put more money into wraparound services for schools. In the Senate's budget plan, income taxes were cut by 8%. The small business income tax deduction was restored to the first $250,000 earned, and the extra money dedicated to wraparound services in the House plan was funneled to school districts with growing enrollment. Householder says among the main points of contention are the tax plans, healthcare reforms, and education spending. Top Democrat in the House, Amelia Sykes, says failing to meet the budget deadline was the result of petty politics among the Republicans who control both the House and Senate. She adds that while most Ohioans won't be impacted by a temporary fix, it only delays the increased funding to what they see as vital programs for Lake Erie, children's services, and schools.
The budget that was passed last General Assembly was not something that we supported, and if that is the budget that we're going to continue to have, we know where that's going to get us.
Despite missing the deadline, both Obhoff and Householder expressed some optimism that they were close to a done deal.
In the relatively near future, we will have a final version of the budget that everybody can be proud of, that will be good for the state of Ohio.
At this stage, you know, we've got compromises in place and other things that many of these things have been worked out. They just need to be agreed upon and moved on.
The chambers also failed to reach an agreement on the Bureau of Workers' Compensation budget, marking the third time this year they missed a budget deadline. The first was the transportation budget with a gas tax increase, which came in 2 days late. Governor Mike DeWine signed the temporary budget fix and urged legislators to get to work on finishing the deal. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.